Well, clashes erupted between Israeli forces and Palestinians in Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and different areas of Jerusalem. Israeli forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets as Palestinians tried to enter the compound for prayers. Israeli soldiers had earlier limited Palestinian worshippers' access to the Temple Mount, but they allowed dozens of Israeli settlers into the area through Al-Magharba gate under heavy protection. Hundreds of Palestinians have gathered at the entrance of the compound, but only those over 50 are allowed in under the pretext of likely disturbances planned by young Arabs. Rodney Shakespeare, political commentator, joins us now from London with more on that story. Mr. Shakespeare, it's a known fact how revered and how sensitive the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Haram al-Sharif is for the Palestinians and for Muslims across the globe. Do you think that to these measures and actions that the Israeli regime carries out with regards to the Al-Aqsa Mosque is deliberately intended to provoke the Palestinians and with that, the entire Muslim world?
Yes, there is a self-righteous arrogance on the part of the Israelis who think that they have a right to something where they were allegedly there 2,000 years ago. And in between, of course, there have been the rights of those who've lived there for the past 2,000 years. But the Israelis are, in fact, trying to take over the Al-Aqsa Mosque, just in the way as they're trying to take over the whole of Jerusalem. But the United Nations Secretary General, for example, has woken up to the racist, creeping genocide policies of Israel. And Israel thinks it can get away with it in respect of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, because it thinks it has the ongoing and forever support of the United States of America. But things are changing, and I say to Israel, how dare you interfere with the major shrine of a people and of a religion which has been there for over 1,300 years. You have no rights there whatsoever. Get out.
Mr. Shakespeare, interferences with these holy shrines, with these holy Muslim shrines, coupled with the numerous rights violations carried out by the Israelis against the Palestinians, I'd like to ask you this question. Where and how can there be a push to get the Israelis to be held accountable for their crimes that they're committing against the Palestinians?
The bottom line here is the awakening which is now going on around the world. Israel is despised, and their backers, who consist, of course, of, shall we say, half the MPs in the United Kingdom, but please note that that number is shifting very, very rapidly, and public opinion is shifting, and soon Israel will be a pariah state, and it will go the same way of the South African apartheid pariah state. And I want to say this to the USA. You are despised because you support, in the first place, Israel, and you support Saudi Arabia, which at this moment is proposing cutting off the head of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr just because he's some sort of Democrat. Israel and the USA, you are despised throughout the world for your behavior.
Political commentator Rodney Shakespeare speaking to us now from London.